you know, you have two goal leads, and then they get within one, and you still sort of gut it out. What does it say about the guys, especially missing seven regulars like you were?
You know, it's just the NHL game. It says that we're learning a little bit. We got the experience in the locker room, and we trust ourselves. We like our system. We like the way we were playing, and we're just going to keep believing in it.
Paul said last night that in some ways, maybe a game like that, it's a really good game for you, too, to, you know, maybe fight in the puck a little bit more. Did you feel like it was a bit of a struggle, and your thoughts then on still coming out with a win?
I just thought it was a bit of a choppy game, and there's long stretches where I didn't get a thing, and it wasn't even like the puck was in my end so I can move around and get a little bit of a rhythm, but those are the most important games. I think that's what takes a goal to the next level, being able to stay in those games and get those wins, and I think a lot is said for the team in front of me too. Those are the types of games that you find out what type of team you are and how good you really are.
So did you learn something about the team that you didn't know last night, or did reinforce what you already...
No, I think it was more reinforcement and being able to kind of feel what it's like to play a different type of team. I don't think playoffs are going to be like that. I think keeping my head in it and just getting the win is going to help me progress through my career.
Were there a couple you wanted back, or did you not see them, or were they tipped kind of thing that they were too tough to get at, or did you feel that you were a bit off on a couple?
Well, I mean, how many times have I been scoring this year? 70? We'll say 70. I want all 70
you
back.
All 70.
How about that? Yeah. No, I'm here for W's. I have 27, 28 now, so I'm happy with that, and the team's playing good in front of me, and I'm extremely happy about that.
How curious are you to see the matchup again coming up with St. Louis, your next game division opponent, and you never know, could be a first-round playoff opponent too.
Yeah, you know, I'm very excited for that. Great team over there. We always play hard against them, they always play hard against us, and that is probably going to feel like a playoff game. They really bring it, and they have a lot of good players over there and a good system.
A couple weeks to trade deadline, 2.5, 3. Matty Perreault was talking about how, you know, typically teams in this position of you guys would add, you know, go for stock up for a playoff run. But he says he's had experience in Washington where that never seemed to work. And maybe, you know, maybe this team's got so much depth that it doesn't need to. I know it's out of your guys' control, but any thoughts on it?
I think we're just all excited for the whiteout. That's going to be a really fun time, and I think we have the locker room to do it.
Do you get excited about that you might add a player even?
I don't think about that at all. I like the guys in this locker room. We've been winning with the guys in this locker room, and I don't get caught up in the GM stuff. I'm just here to do my job and to the best of my ability.